Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Anime in a Solo. I'm TJ.
And I'm Marcus.
And this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. Not really, because of Marcus. That's my tagline now. I'm keeping it.
I feel some kind of way about that. I don't know how I feel about it, just some kind of way.
Like I'm blaming you for it?
Yeah.
So, this is going to be episode 13 and 14. It is called Forever Fall, part 1 and 2. Yeah. Excuse me.
Don't get me started. Say yes, TJ. What's this one about?
What, you don't want to take the lead on this one? You're going to make me do it?
Yes, I'm going to make you do this. I'll just critique you from the background.
Like you have been the entire time?
Yes. I'm just an in-person fan. That's all I'm in.
Okay, I see. So we open up with Pira, Nora, and Ren in their room, you know, wondering why Jean isn't with them, why he's been hanging out with Cardin, why he's not being their leader. And then we cut outside to where Jean overhears them, and he's about to go in, but he stops. And then him and Ruby have a conversation.
Yes, we have a conversation. I do not recall what it's about.
It's about how Jean thinks he's a failure, and Ruby just keeps saying nope over and over again.
Poor Ruby.
She thinks he's a failure, but she says, nope, you can't be a failure because now you're a leader and you have responsibility for your team. And she kind of cheers him up and says, you got to be there. You have to be a leader. We both do because we both have teams. And so John is about to go in the room, and then he gets a call from Cardin, who needs him to go get some rapier. What are they called? Rapier hornets.
Yes.
A box of rapier hornets for some reason. And John's like, no, and he slinks away to go do it. And yeah, so after that, we cut to the next day where all the teams with names are on a field trip to the Forest of Forever Fall, which is just a bunch of trees with red leaves.
And the ground's coated in red leaves.
Yeah, it's, I guess, because, you know, fall, red. I don't know. I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Anyway, Professor Peach has tasked these students to collect sap from the trees. I don't know what the sap's for. I don't know who Professor Peach is because she never shows up.
Yeah, they never show the professor.
Nope, because Glinda Goodwitch is here, the one, you know, supervising the class because the forest is full of monsters. Why do they send a bunch of students into a forest full of monsters? I know they're supposed to be in training, but they're just there for sap.
Yeah, like how important is that? Did they ever mention how important the sap is or what it does?
Not that I know of. It never comes back to my knowledge.
Okay, because I thought I missed that part. Like, I kept watching the show over an episode. You're like, what the sap? Why?
I don't know. I know Nora drinks some of it.
Yeah, and eventually they throw it at each other. Like, okay, it's not going to be acidic, so what's the point of this?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they need the sap, but they do. So, now that Glinda says, all right, you each need to have a jar of sap. And so they split off, except for Jean, who goes with Cardin and his team. And after Pira looks mad at him and is like disappointed that he's going. So Jean goes and has to collect all the sap for everybody else, for all Cardin's team. Except he makes him get 6 jars instead of 5, because the 6 jars so that they can throw it at Pira to take revenge and then release the hornets on her.
Yes. What a diabolical plan that is.
I mean, such depth to this book character, this evil character here. But Cardin doesn't want to do it himself. He's going to make Jean throw it at her. But Jean decides, no, he's not going to throw a sap at his friends. And then he throws it at Cardin. And so Cardin's like, all right, and now I'm going to tell Glinda after I beat you up. And then that part ends.
Yeah, that's how that episode ends, actually.
Yep. And going into episode
14,
part 2. We open up exactly with that, with Cardin and his gang beating up Jean, and then Anursa shows up. Well, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't show up. Cardin goes to punch Jean, and then his aura kicks in and blocks it.
Yes.
He's not sure how he did it. He's just glowing silver or whatever. But then Anursa shows up, a giant grim bear, and kicks the crap out of Cardin, and his teammate says run away and leave him.
Yeah. And he follows, the bear follows him, leaving Jean behind.
No, the bear beats Cardin up, the other guys run away. The bear's after Cardin because of the sap on him.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and this, apparently this is a giant grim bear thing, Ursa, and So they, Cardin tries to fight back. He doesn't. The runaway kids go and tell everyone else there's a giant Ursus. So Ruby comes with Pyrrha and Weiss, while everyone else goes to get Glinda. And then Jean steps up and starts defending Cardin, saves Cardin from the bear. And he's about to get swiped by the bear when Pyrrha uses her magic ability to control polarity, which is, you know, control. It's Magneto. She's Magneto.
Yeah. But she keeps up. She has to keep the hush-hush for some reason.
She keeps it hush-hush, I guess, because she doesn't want people to know what her powers is. Because she's supposed to be this super powerful warrior that she's famous, apparently. She's on cereal boxes and stuff.
Yes.
So I think she just doesn't want anyone to know what her abilities is so she can continuously defeat everybody, you know?
That makes sense, so they can't exploit her weaknesses. That's fair.
Right. So, but Jean fights this giant bear thing, and he's about to get swiped by the bear, but she uses her powers to pull his shield up so that he actually ends up blocking the bear, and he decapitates the bear.
Yeah, it's like, it's a decapitation. That bear head just flies in the air for a few seconds.
Yeah, but the blood in this is not blood, really.
No, but it's still glorious. I sort of applauded him. Like, you know what? I need to see that.
Good for you, Jean.
You're not completely useless. I appreciate this.
Right. And Ruby and Weiss ask about, you know, Pyrrha's powers, and she tells them, but she asks them to keep this a secret, so, you know, Jean keeps his confidence and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then he helps up Cardin, and Cardin's like, damn, Jean, and he's like, don't ever mess with my friends again.
Or what I tell that bear is going to happen to you.
He doesn't do say that. But well, pretty much. And I guess Cardin doesn't tell anybody and just keeps his secret.
Yeah. But again, why are they in this forest?
To collect sap.
But there's bears here.
They're hunters.
No. That's bad school. Bad school.
But anyway, after all that, they're back at the school. And Jean's back up on the roof where he confessed everything. And he's like, he apologizes to Pyrrha for being a, you know, having those macho thoughts about having to do everything by himself. And he's like, will you help me? And Pyrrha pushes him to the ground and says, never, go away. No, that doesn't happen.
No. She does push him, but explains to him that his stance is too centered and he's not low enough gravity.
Yeah, she has to keep his legs farther apart. So she decides to help him, and that's pretty much it for this episode. It's pretty much just the last four episodes where it's just, they get Jean to a place to where he's accepting help. He's trying to be better. He's trying to be a better leader. It was Jean focus, so.
Yeah, if you don't like him, just skim through these three, four. It could have been one episode, honestly.
Well, technically was. I think the total runtime for them was like 22 minutes.
that's 12 minutes too long.
22 minutes is a typical anime episode.
No, you're right. It caught on commercials and all that.
So, it's like, it kind of was. So, breaking it up into four parts is a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just the structure of the show. It just felt like it wasn't really needed. They could have told that story without the whole bully angle, I think.
They really could have. But I guess they had that to make him, if they didn't have the bully angle, he'd be just more self-pity kind of character.
That's true. And it is him overcoming everything and becoming stronger. Yeah. He was discovering his aura and stuff like that.
So I guess
it's not bad. It's just,
it's just, we've seen it before.
Yeah, exactly. It's typical, as yes. I guess. And this show has been kind of atypical up until this point.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
But yeah. Anything else you want to talk about that one?
No. Nothing too deep in this one.
I mean, this is probably the shortest one we've done so far, because there's just nothing to talk about, really.
No. Talked about the honey, the bear, the bully.
Yeah, that's it for this one.
Yeah.
All right. I guess on that note, talk to you later.
Peace.